So the exhibit is titled Portrait of Makokita, The Dimensional View. It's an exhibit that we're borrowing from the Figge Art Museum in Davenport, and it is comprised of 180 portraits that were painted by an artist named Rose Franson, who is a native of Makokita and has a studio and art gallery there called the Old City Hall Gallery. She actually painted these portraits back in 2005 and 2006 over a 12-month time frame. And she basically invited anyone in Makokita who wanted to have their portrait made to stop by this storefront studio that she had set up on Main Street. And she basically wanted to have anyone who was interested. She didn't want it to be, you know, oftentimes in the past, anyone who had their portrait made was someone who was wealthy or of higher status or famous. But Rose really wanted to open that up so that anyone could have their portrait painted. So over a 12-month period, she had 180 people stop in and she painted their portrait. She painted the portraits all in one sitting. It took generally between 4 and 5 hours. You know, it takes a great amount of skill in order for someone to do that in one sitting. And of course, the subject is sitting there the whole time. So Rose would have these conversations with these people and really get to know, you know, folks from the community in greater detail. So then what she did is she had the idea, she wanted to really connect the portraits and the people with the landscape of Makokita. So she had this idea that she would paint on the back of these panels a landscape of Makokita from the hills outside of town. So this installation is made up of 34 vertical hanging panels that range in size from 36 inches high to almost 11 feet high. And each section of the vertical panel has a section of this landscape that is painted on it. And then when you're in the gallery, you sit in one seat, and then all of the panels line up in a seamless fashion. So it creates a 30-foot wide landscape of the town of Makokita. And what's interesting is that visitors can actually walk in and among these panels. So on the back side of the panels, you have all of the portraits that are hanging. So on one side, you can see all of these faces of people from Makokita, and they range all ages, male, female, all occupations. So you have everything from a 3-day-old infant to a 99-year-old woman.
So let's talk about Rose and her talent.
Rose has been painting for quite a while, and the style of painting that she uses for all of the portraits is called alla prima, which loosely translates into wet, which basically means that you're painting the entire portrait while the paint is still wet. There are other forms of painting where you'll paint some of the painting, you'll let that dry, and then you'll come back and you'll paint some more, you'll let that dry, and then you'll keep working on it. Well, in the alla prima style of painting, you need to do all of that in one sitting. So it takes a lot of stamina, it takes a great deal of skill, and you're making all of the decisions about the painting right there in that moment. So you have to be really on your game when you have your subject sitting there and you have a finite time in order to get that portrait made. But Rose has really become a master of that format. And she's exceedingly talented in the colors that she uses and how quickly she can mix the paints and make those decisions right there on the spot. And what she did for this project was she rented out a storefront on Main Street in Makokita, and she really encouraged others who were walking by or those in the community just to stop by and watch her do these paintings. And she's so good that she can have these conversations with people while she's doing this painting. So she really got to know the members of the community really, really intimately and just learned so much about people who she knew maybe growing up, who were these pillars of the community that she had a lot of respect for and maybe a little bit of fear about. But then once they came in, she realized they were just like everybody else in the town.
Now this wonderful exhibit, Portrait of Makokita, is not only been at the State Historical Museum, but it's been in some pretty prestigious places. Tell us about some of the places this show has been shown.
Right. So In 2009 and 2010, all of the portraits, minus the landscape painting, but the 180 portraits were on view for an eight-month showing at the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. So a very prestigious place to have your artwork on view. And then the first place that the full installation with the hanging panels and the landscape, the first showing for that was at the Figge Art Museum.
And the Figge has now purchased that and is part of their permanent collection.
Yes, yes. The Figge has purchased that, and it's been wonderful working with them. And what they actually did for our venue and hopefully for other venues in the future where they can show this remarkable artwork, they've actually had this grid structure fabricated so that it will hang from our ceiling, and each panel will actually hang from this grid structure so that Chuck Morris, the artist's husband, will come in and fine-tune the placement of each panel because they have to be precisely laid out so that when you sit in this one spot in the gallery, the entire landscape perfectly lines up.
And she also, her brother collaborated on this as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Rose comes from a very creative family. Several of her siblings also have careers in the arts. Her brother, John Franson, is a composer, and I believe he's out in the LA area. But hearing about all of the stories that Rose heard from the people when they were having their portraits painted, Rose actually invited anyone back who wanted to so that they could come back, have their stories formally recorded. And now there is an archive of all of these recordings from the folks who had their portraits painted. What John Franson did was make audio recordings and take snippets from those interviews. And then he actually composed music that would go along with that, that inspired him based on these recordings. And then he also worked in some of the sounds that you might hear up on that hill outside of Maquoketa where Rose had painted that landscape.